Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Jackie Hendry. Lori Walsh is out today. Vaccinations. What are they? What do they do? What don't they do? How are they still developing? That's a lot of questions, but luckily we've got just the doc to answer them. Dr. Rick Holm joins us on the phone. Doc Holm, welcome back to In the Moment.
Hi, Jackie. Thank you for including me.
We're always happy to have you on. First of all, how do we want to start off? Tell us a little bit more about the history of vaccinations.
Well, I mean, it is the method to stimulate a person's immune system to fight against a foreign body or against the bad deal, the illness, whatever it might be. We're using it now in cancer therapy. Right now, for example, for certain kinds of pancreatic cancers that have spread everywhere, they do an immunological injection or a pill that stimulates the immune system to fight against that particular tumor. And it's been, you know, look at the history of wonderful recovery. Jimmy Carter, for example, who had developed a brain tumor, and they used that immune system to against his brain cancer, and boom, it's gone. I mean, he's alive and still going now. And it is that same thing. The history, Jenner found that people who were exposed to cowpox didn't seem to get the smallpox, which is a devastating disease. The cowpox is a mild disease. So they spread, they gave people cowpox to save them from smallpox. And that's what has done. We've developed vaccines that have stimulated the immune system to kill the invader. And that's what happened with smallpox. We've virtually eliminated it from the face of the earth. And that's because of vaccinations. Now, for some reason, Jackie, do you have a sense of why it seems to be popular to not want vaccinations for your children? I mean, there's a fear, isn't there, that it might be doing some of the kids harm?
Right. Well, as far as I've been able to tell, it sounds like a result of a study that turned out to be quite debunked about the link, possible link between vaccines for young children and developing autism.
Right. They've debunked it from the beginning. You know, it was, and they, you know, what's happened is that there are other vaccinations besides the measles, mumps, rubella vaccine that little kids get that have been, people are hesitant about using the vaccinations. And I think it's a sign of the times that people are afraid of modern medicine, maybe, or, it doesn't seem to be going away, even though you can show evidence-based science, reasonable, good, honest science that says that vaccinations are very safe and the danger of not getting vaccinations are significant. Still, people are afraid to have their children get them. Autism is not a result of vaccination. It happens at that same time in a child's life, and then they have a tendency to want to blame the vaccination when it's just one of those things.
Right. Maybe an example of correlation does not equal causation, perhaps.
Perfect. You must be a scientist in a sense, huh? What's your history, Jackie?
You flatter me. I'm nowhere near that. But go ahead.
I think you know, there are vaccinations against shingles that have improved now. We've got a new one that's very effective and very good. As a geriatrician, I don't know all of the principles of the childhood vaccinations, but, you know, the pneumonia vaccine is in children have prevented thousands and thousands of deaths in the elderly because the kids who really usually spread pneumonia and the pneumonia bacteria to the older people whose immune systems are weak, that when you vaccinate the child against pneumonia, then the adult grandparent doesn't get it. And it's that is called herd immunity, that the most powerful thing for vaccination is that the majority of people get it, and then it doesn't spread to the people who are at risk.
Well, yeah, I think that's a point that's often lost in these conversations, as far as I see, from vaccinating young children in particular. It's not only for the safety of the young child, but for the elderly and others in the population with weakened immune systems.
You know, the asthmatic who is taking inhaling steroids, or the cancer patient who has chemotherapy driven down the white count and the defenses. And so here is this child that hasn't been vaccinated because the parent is afraid, or whatever reason, I don't know. Mm-hmm. The child comes and spreads it to the person who is at risk, and or it's the adult who doesn't get the flu shot, and the flu they give the flu to the person who is immunologically compromised. So you take the vaccine for yourself, but you also take it for your family and for your friends and for the people around you.
Right. Do vaccines provide better immunity than maybe natural infections and building up that kind of immunity on its own time, perhaps?
That's a really good question. You know, we used to take kids to the neighbors next door who had the measles and let them get the measles so they wouldn't get it when they were older, which would be devastating to them. If you get the measles as a younger person, then it's just a milder illness. Same as polio. Polio is a baby disease. Everybody got polio as a baby. And what happened is we got cleaner and cleaner, and then there were groups of people who hadn't had polio that got older. And when polio hit you, not as a baby, but as a teenager, you got paralyzed. And the polio epidemics, were terrible. And they happened partly because people were cleaner and they didn't spread the diarrhea illness that little babies spread to everybody, baby after baby, and everybody had had polio by their natural exposure. The truth is that the polio vaccine is as effective as that natural exposure and protects you equally. Now, some of the vaccines aren't as good as others. They're just not as effective. Some of them are way more effective. The shingles vaccine is not great, but the new one is much better, but still, you can still get shingles. That's chicken pox, but it's only in a neuroderm. It's only along a nerve, and the rash occurs on the skin. It's a little kind of a blister. And so the new vaccines are so much better, because if you've taken care of people who've had shingles and they're elderly, sometimes they have the worst post-herpetic pain, and it goes on forever, so we really like the idea of doing vaccines. Some are safer than others. Some are more effective than others. And so it's very important to know about those things.
Right.
We don't put it upon the population until they're safe enough and the benefit is way greater than the risk.
Right. I think I know the answer to this question, but I'll pose it anyway. What's the best way for people to make those decisions about whether or not any particular vaccine is right for them or their family member?
Well, I think the most important thing is you talk to your care provider, your doctor or your nurse practitioner or your PA. We should all have our own primary care provider. Every single person should have this guy is my doctor, or this gal is my doctor, or this gal is my nurse practitioner. This is the one who watches after me. And then when something happens, they know who to call. So that person's job is to inform the patient. We have principles in medicine. One is to do good and don't do harm. Another is to be honest. And another is to respect your choices. If you choose not to have the vaccine, that is your choice, and I would fight for it. I would fight to the death on the right to say, no, I wouldn't take this vaccine. But please do. Look at the data. The science says way safer to take the vaccine than not. and we wouldn't be offering it had it, we not been there. Mm-hmm. Talk to your primary care provider. Let that person become someone you trust. And then when they recommend something, even though it's not a perfect exact science, the majority of time your benefit is going to be way higher than your risk or the harms that could occur.
Great. My guest has been Dr. Rick Holm, host of On Call with the Prairie Doc, talking vaccinations. Doc Holm, thanks for joining us. As always, a pleasure talking to you. Always learn something.
Thank you, Jackie.